Bible and turn anywhere. It's all good. Wherever you go, it is good. Amen. But you could go into the middle of the Bible and into the Psalms. If you break your Bible right in half, the Psalms are right in the middle. And we're going to go to Psalm 92. Psalm 92 tonight. Now, it doesn't say who wrote this psalm, but most people would say it was likely written by David. As far as I'm concerned, it was written definitely by David. David had been called by God to replace King Saul after Saul became very stubborn, and he refused to repent of his stubborn sin and to carry out God's commands. By the way, Saul was not the true king of Israel. You know who the true king of Israel was? Almighty God. Whenever you or I get to thinking we're the boss, we're in trouble. It's got to be my way or the highway, we're in trouble. No, it's got to be God's way.
Right.
Let's never forget that. And Saul had frankly forgotten that. And God had his preacher, Samuel, tell Saul, I've got somebody better than you now. I've got somebody that has my heart. I've got somebody that will do what I want done. And so, Saul, you're going to be replaced. And he told Samuel, God told Samuel to go to Jesse's house. Go to Jesse's house. He said, because there in Jesse's house, you're going to find one of his sons at that house. And Jesse had more sons than I do. I've had sons and daughters, six. He's had more than that. And Samuel went there. He was a little afraid of Saul, but he went there to offer a sacrifice. That covered it. And he went there and he brought his oil to anoint this one that God had chosen to replace Saul. And, Jesse brought out his oldest son, tall, handsome, strong, kingly-looking guy, and he was ready to anoint him. Samuel said, surely this is the guy. And God said, nope. Jesse brought out another one. God said, nope. Jesse brought out his third son. God said, nope. He went through all of his sons. No, 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 no. He had nobody left. And so Samuel said, is that it? I've been sent here by God to anoint one of your sons. He said, well, all I got's the young kid in the back keeping the sheep. Samuel said, well, show me him. Show me the young kid. So he brought him out there. And God said, that's the one. He said, man looks on the outward appearance, but I look on the heart. That's the one I want. That's the one I want. And he went up and he anointed him with oil, which is a symbol of the Holy Spirit of God and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit's power came upon this young boy, David, and he became a man that led Israel to victory. Now, I've often used this quote, and you've often heard this quote if you've been in Christianity. It's by Dr. Lee Robertson of the once great Highland Park Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dr. Robertson said, everything rises and falls on leadership. The most important thing is not academically decreed leaders. It's not extremely talented leaders. But the most important thing is God called and God blessed leadership. And as I was driving here this morning, going to Sunday school, I was thinking about what my gifted history professor, Dr. Rembert Byrd Carter, PhD, University of Edinburgh, he said. He said, what we need today is simply God's blessing. I'll say that again. What we need today is simply God's blessing. David, young David, who became the king and the sweet psalmist of Israel, had God's call on his life. He had God's anointing by the Holy Ghost for his leadership calling as well. And we need that today in the challenging days in which we live. David, with all of that, he was chosen of God to be the king over the entire nation of Israel. And he was anointed as such. And after he was anointed and experienced the Holy Spirit's anointing, he went into battle more than once. And David experienced the power of the Holy Ghost giving him victory over Israelites' enemies. And so as you are in Psalm 92, let me read verse 9. David wrote, I believe it was David that wrote these words, "For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered." I don't know about you, but we have a lot of enemies against this Bible right here. Against our Savior. Against the old-time religion. Against God's anointed. Whenever God raises up an anointed, even in the political realm, God's anointed president. We've got enemies. But he says, "For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the iniquity, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered." And you know how they'll be scattered? Well, finally, by God's ultimate anointed king. And I want to just praise the Lord for his ultimate anointed king, who's anointed with the Holy Ghost above his fellows. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he shall win the victory. He shall defeat all the enemies. The anointed of God. Nothing can stop him. Praise the Lord. And David spoke about that. And you and I, by the way, have enemies. By the way, you're anointed by the Holy Spirit when you got saved. And you have enemies. And you have challenges. But I believe that this church has people anointed by God that have been saved, that have been put here. And I believe God has given us an anointed leadership and a God-blessed fellowship, which is nothing more than a joint participation and teamwork in the Great Commission. So I'm encouraged that we will defeat our enemies in Scranton, in northeastern Pennsylvania. And we'll overcome the challenges, and I believe we're fitting to win the war of Scranton. I have seen us win battles. I have seen great things happen, but we have not yet broken through to win what I would call the final war in Scranton, like World War II. But I believe it's coming. And I am looking forward to that. And so tonight, I've chosen for my text, or perhaps better to say the Lord led me to my text. In Psalm 92, verse 10, I'll read, you follow in your copy of God's Word, the old King James Bible. He says, David said, "But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Now, a unicorn is not in your chicken dinner, one piece of corn. Thank God. We had more than that for the mixed vegetable. But una does mean one, and so it means a horn. And a unicorn is an extinct animal that had one very large and powerful horn, and it was one very large and powerful animal. Many ancient writers describe unicorns as being very large and fierce animals with one distinct horn. And maybe an extinct type of dinosaur, not dinosaur, rhinoceros, or yeah, something like one of those dinosaurs. Yeah, that would fit. David was saying, though, that his leadership over Israel was going to be blessed going forward as a unicorn would triumph over his foes by the power of that animal and the horn that he had. David believed that he would be blessed to lead Israel to greater and greater victories over their enemies. So in light of these inspired words, I want to preach tonight on the subject of I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And I want to say number one, which means you can look back at anointed victories in your life. I wonder how many of you read your Bible today. Raise your hand. You read your Bible. Amen and amen. And if you read your Bible, if you're reading in the scripture reading for our church, you were reading in Judges chapter 6. How many read in Judges chapter 6 today? Amen. Wonderful. And when I was reading in Judges chapter 6, it caused me to look back over my past calling to pastor the church, because I was afraid to pastor. I was afraid to preach. I was afraid of all of that. And Gideon was afraid. Gideon didn't feel like he should be doing that. And so I want to go there and look back at that, because the Lord appeared to Gideon. Remember Israel had forsaken the Lord and they were worshiping Baal? It kind of reminds me of America today. These people that, thank God, that our anointed president, the real president, Donald J. Trump, that he appointed Supreme Court justices who got rid of abortion at the federal level and let the states decide now. Thank God for that. And those people that persist in practicing abortion, they're worshiping Baal. They're giving sacrifices to a god, small g, who is a fallen angel. And they're feeding that fallen angel. God, get us out of these blue states that are doing that. I think Pennsylvania is a blue state, last I checked out. And I'm just saying to you that God raised up the anointed president to begin to deal with that. And the Israelites had been worshiping Baal, and God said, okay, I'm going to let the Midianites take over. And they took over so that when Israel would get a little crop and get a little food, they'd take all the food from them. Kind of reminds me of today. You go to the grocery store and somebody's trying to take our food from us. They're raising the prices up. They're trying to take the food from us. They're trying to squeeze people out. They're saying, eat bugs, you know, and you'll be happy. Klaus Schwab and those, that crowd. These people are wicked. But it's of Satan. He's the same devil. He wants to steal from us and to impoverish us and to take away from us. And so these people were facing that. And Gideon was trying to thresh a little wheat there so they could make some bread and have some food. And he was hiding behind a place where they press grapes for grape juice. He was hiding behind a wine press. And God, an angel of God, which was God in angelic form, spoke to Gideon. And he said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And do you know what Gideon said? He said, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why is there all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Now, when God spoke to Gideon, that's what Gideon said back to God. What did Gideon have wrong? One of the men tell me he missed up on a pronoun. What did he have wrong?
The plurality of God's favor toward his nation Israel.
Okay. Kyle?
God said that he would be with him.
Yes, not with who? Us. He kept saying us. You're with us. If you're worth us, why have you forsaken us? Why have you? Because they were worshiping Baal. But Gideon He saw something in Gideon, and he chose Gideon to lead Israel to victory. He didn't say, I'm with Israel. The Lord said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Now, what a blessing, because Gideon said to the Lord, the Lord said to Gideon, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. And then he said these words, have not I sent thee? That meant something to me, because when God was calling me to pastor here years ago, and our pastor was in Jamaica preaching, I was led to Joshua 1:9, and it was like it jumped out at me. And I would basically was saying, Lord, you know, I can't do this. I can't be this man of God. And he said in Joshua 1:9, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. With thee whithersoever thou goest. You know, that is what he told Gideon. And that is what God told Joshua. And God did that with David. And David could say, I can face my enemies. I will overcome them because God has anointed me and will anoint me with fresh oil. And so he didn't have to be dismayed. He didn't have to be afraid. And let me tell you, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be dismayed. If you've been saved and you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and by the way, every born-again believer has the anointing or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, 1 John. And then secondly, if you are clicking around the man of God to fulfill the Great Commission, and you are praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to do that, you don't have to be afraid of your enemies, because you can claim that promise. Have not I sent thee? Jesus said, and lo, I am with thee always, even to the end of the world. Oh, you can claim that. If you can't line up with that and you can't claim that, I would get in that place where I could, because God said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I believe I shall be anointed with fresh oil, and I want you to claim that. That means that you can look back at anointed victories in your life. And David could look back after Samuel anointed him with oil and blessed him, and the Holy Spirit backed that up. What happened to David? Shortly after that, he faced Goliath, who was a giant. Nobody went against him. Nobody dared to go against him. But David went against him, and the giant fell. 10 foot tall, he fell dead after David cut his head off. David could look back at other victories. Saul had said to David, oh, you want to marry my daughter? All right, he said, go out and give me 100 foreskins of Philistine soldiers. He figured David would get killed for sure. And David went out and he brought him back 200 foreskins of the Philistine soldiers. You say, how could he win? He was anointed of God. He could look back and see his anointing of God. And you should be able to look back in your life, beloved, and see if you're clicking around the man of God and fulfill the Great Commission, anointed victories in your life that you've had from God in the past. And by the way, when you look back at those things, they should give you courage now. They should give you strength now. They should give you hope now. And that's what happened there. He looked back and he saw his victory over Goliath. He saw his victory over those Philistines and many other victories. He got persecuted for it. He was on the run. He was with some men that came to him and gathered to be with him on the run in exile. And at one point in time, while he was away from his home and away from his family, and his men were away from their children, their wives, they were at a city called Ziklag, and they left their home in Ziklag, and they went out with David. When they got back to Ziklag, the Amalekites had raided it and taken all their wives and their children, and they were ready to stone David. Because obviously they blamed him for all the loss they had. And you know, the Bible said that David strengthened himself in the Lord. And God helped him to get back every wife, every child, everything that they had taken. He could look back and see those victories. And when he says here in verse 10, I shall be anointed with fresh oil, he could look back and see that original anointing of God by Samuel and by God himself with the Holy Spirit, and knew that had never failed him. That God had never failed him. You know, God has never failed you. Well, you walk with him. You may fail God many times, but he'll never fail you. I may have failed God many times, but God Almighty has never failed me tonight. And I can look back and see that when I had dependence on the Lord and done the will of God and had the power of the Holy Spirit, nobody could stand against me. And that's what he told Joshua. He said, no man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. And David could look back and see those anointed victory. And by the way, if you truly from your heart click around the man of God in the local church to fulfill the Great Commission in the power of the Holy Ghost, then you will be able to look back and say, my oh my, I've got victories. My oh my, I've experienced victories. And some of you have been here for some time and you can say that, amen and amen. And David could say it. He said, therefore, he said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil, which means you can look back at anointed victories in your life. But secondly, it means you can look at David's various anointings to encourage yourself. I mentioned his first anointing was to be king when David was anointed by Samuel with oil for the first time. He was just a teenage boy. He was just a shepherd boy. But he was anointed and empowered by God, and he went out and saw victories for God in his life. And what a blessing that was. And he won these victories that we're talking about. But he got persecuted. He got persecuted and he got attacked. Don't you think it's a surprise when you go out and witness for Jesus Christ and you get attacked? You will be attacked. Right. It seems like every week we go out, Steve Manning brings in somebody new that's of the devil. I give the gospel to somebody, and then there's Steve. He leaves me, and he goes over and gets somebody, and the guy is like a devil guy. Happened last Thursday night. Then this last Thursday night, I were going down the street. We just had a guy that said he'd get baptized, and he came this morning, and I think he got baptized this morning. Yeah, he got baptized. And he said he's going to get baptized. And we're going down, and we're going to our next visit. And I said, there's a guy on the side of the road. Let's stop. So we stopped. And we go over there to give the gospel to this guy. I'm giving the gospel to him. And we got a bus in Wilkes-Barre. No word of lie. This guy, I led him to the Lord. He said, I'm from Wilkes-Barre. He even named the street. It's the street that the bus you guys pick up all the time. I took the information. I gave it to Brother Z. I said, this is incredible. But Steve, he was gone. He left. And he's getting some guy walking by. And the guy, while I'm witnessing, Steve's trying to talk to him. He says, I worship the devil. And he's going by and he's railing on what we're doing. And he keeps going. And he's going way down there. When he got far enough away, Steve is still after him. But hanging back a little bit, you know. And the guy's yelling back, "You giving fried chicken? I'm giving free whiskey out." You know? And I'm like, wow. It's just an adventure every time we go out. But when you have the power of God working in your life, and you're moving with God, you're going to be opposed. Amen? You're going to have opposition. And you're going to have difficulty, but I'm just saying David had that, and he was attacked after that anointing by Samuel, but David won victory after victory after victory. But finally, it got to the point where God let Saul be killed in battle by the Philistines. And when Saul was killed, one tribe out of the 12 tribes called for David to be king over Israel. And you know what tribe that was? The tribe of Judah. His own tribe, Judah. And here's what it says in 2 Samuel 2, verse 4. And the men of Judah, 2 Samuel 2, 4. And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over Judah. So there's a second anointing. Samuel anointed him. He had the power of God. He went forth to do God's will. He killed Goliath. He went forth. He killed Philistines. He went forth and he won victories. He had that anointing of God upon him. But as that went on, he was persecuted and attacked. But the one that persecuted him and attacked him, God brought him down and he died. Because he wouldn't lay his hand against God's anointing. So after that, the men of Judah came. And they said, "David, we want you to be king over just the tribe of Judah." And they anointed him. And that was a second anointing that he needed and experienced in his life. But after that, the 10 tribes of Israel were following Saul's son. His name was Ishbosheth, and he was their king, and David was the king of the two tribes in the south, which was at that time Judah and Benjamin. And David was over that, and Ishbosheth was over the 10 northern tribes. By the way, Ishbosheth may have been king over those 10 tribes, but he was just a puppet of Saul's general. Does anybody know the name of Saul's general? Abner. Right, Abner. And he was his puppet. By the way, the guy that's sitting in the White House right now, he's a puppet. He's a puppet of Obama, and Obama's a puppet of the globalists that are paying his money and the central bank that are paying his money. That's right. It's not who man wants in there, it's who God wants in there. And the one that God wants in there will be in there. Because you can't stand against God's anointed. He will see to it that he wins over his enemies. That's the way God works. And that's why the name Christ means anointed one. And who is the Christ, the anointed king of the whole world? His name is Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the king of Israel, but he is the king of kings and the Lord of lords. He is God's anointed. And his enemies cannot defeat him. So I'm just glad I'm on Jesus' side tonight. I'm just wanting to be in Jesus' will. I don't care who fights against it. I don't care who stands against it. I don't care who talks against it. I don't care who goes their own way and says we'll have nothing to do with it. God will still bless his anointed. His Christ, Jesus, and those that are anointed to do his work. I've learned it not only by scripture, but by experience. And I'm saying David, he'd been anointed once, and then he got anointed twice. And Ishbosheth was serving as an impostor king upon the throne. And some wicked men went into his house while he was taking a nap. And they cut off his head. They killed him. and brought that head to David, whereupon David slew them. He didn't like that. He said, "You wicked men." But at any rate, then Abner and Israel came to David, and they said, "David, we want you to be king over all Israel." And so he was anointed a third time to be the king over all Israel. That's why David said, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil," speaking of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And that means that you can look back at anointed victories in your life and in your church. You can look back, that means, at David's, you can look at David's various anointings and see how that worked in the Word of God and how that worked in his life. You can look at Jesus, the Son of David, and his anointing to be the Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the Savior of the world, and you can see his victories. But I want to say one more thing about that tonight, and I'll be done. It means that you can look at the anointings we've had in this church. I think about years ago, we came here in 1978, pastored in this church, and I remember an evangelist preaching, and he said, "Some churches are just ding, ding, dinging along until the rapture." And we'd been going soul winning every week. We were doing a work for God, but I said, "We need something more, God. We need the power of God to fulfill the Great Commission." And I went out to pastor school in Hammond, Indiana, and that week it was all on soul winning and on the Great Commission. And Carl Hatch spoke, and Jack Hiles spoke, and great men of God spoke. And I remember being there all week, and "He that winneth souls is wise" is the theme of it. And you know, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, the sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit is not speaking in some strange language. The sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit is soul winning power.
Right.
Look at it in the book of Acts.
Right.
And soul winning power. Look at it in the great revivals. And so that week I went forward. I asked God to make me a soul winner and to lead a soul winning church that wouldn't just be ding dinging along till the rapture. That was in March of 1986. And I came back. And I want to tell you, I was filled with the Holy Ghost, had that fresh oil, and I started witnessing and seeing people get saved, training people, and they were seeing people get saved. And we went that year for 10 years, from 1986 to 1996, with God's great blessing upon our lives. I am saying to you, I can look at the anointings in this church and say, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." And then we had opposition. We had great opposition, and we experienced it, and it hit the church and rocked the church. And we saw the enemy hit us back. That was in 1996. And we went through a time of famine. 97, 98, and 99. 3 years of famine. I mean, they couldn't even pay me. I had to have different jobs to get money. I was working for no money at that time at all to feed the family. I had to deliver phone books. I did all kinds of things just to keep going. But I was praying for fresh oil. And in the year 2000, God filled us with fresh oil again. And we went out, beloved, and from the year 2000 to 2012, we saw some great things happen. Praise the Lord. It was exciting things happen. It was a blessing. And this church grew and went forward. It was tremendous. But then it leveled off. Until business year 2024. And God, once again, is filling us with the Holy Ghost power.
Yeah.
I've heard it said that studies have been done that men over 40 years old do not ever see churches grow. Well, My Bible says the Holy Ghost comes upon young men and old men. Read it. Read it. Men and women. Men and women, boys and girls. It is no secret what God can do.
Right.
What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Right.
You could be a David, young man. You could be called to preach and be a great man of God today. God looks at the heart. Older man, you could do it. Younger woman, older woman, you could be great for God. God is looking for people that understand what the Bible said when David said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And 2024, we've been praying in our Revival Seekers prayer meeting. I've been seeking for fresh oil, beloved, and I'm here to report tonight the fresh oil is here. We got the fresh oil. It's happening. And you know what? I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about going to Garland, Texas. I went to Garland, Texas. I always tell people I went to the Holy Land back in 1991 with Jack Hiles and about 10 pastors from all over the country. We went to the Holy Land. What was that? Texas. That's the Holy Land because that's where Brother Hiles got filled with the Holy Spirit and where his ministry really took off. And we went to a place called Garland, Texas. I don't have the numbers exactly right, but there's a church that maybe had 40 people and it grew to 4,000 in just maybe 2-3 years. From 40 people, something like that, to 4,000. I don't have the numbers exactly right, but you get the picture. It just exploded. Brother Hiles was the pastor. He'd been filled with the Holy Ghost down in Italy, Texas, and he had God's power in different churches that he pastored. But then he went to Garland, Texas, and that's what he experienced there. It was just tremendous. It was phenomenal. But he got to the point where he said, I can't handle it. It's too much. I can't organize it. I can't handle it. It's too much. And so he went all by himself to the office, and he wrote out his resignation letter. And he was there all night. And he was praying, crying, writing his resignation letter. I don't remember if it was a deacon or some guy came with his pajamas on, walked in, and he said, I'm here to pray with you, be with you. He said, who told you to come? He said, God told me to come. And the guy's like in his pajamas, and he started praying with them. He saw Brother Hiles was crying. He was overwhelmed. And by the time morning light hit, Jack Hiles had Psalm 92:10. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And he said, I'm not quitting. You see, as your responsibilities grow, God gives you a greater anointing. David had one when he was a teenager. Then when he was the king over Judah, he had another. Then when he was the king over all Israel, he needed another. God gave him more. And you know what? I believe that that is exactly the case. You know, last Sunday when we had people coming, it was like, wow, this has hit me, man. I remember this. We haven't had this in a while. And we had organizational things that needed to be dealt with. And I sat down and I prayed for fresh oil. And we met yesterday and talked about some of those things and shared it with the folks in the leadership team. And you know what? I believe that whatever God does, no matter how many he gives us, he will give us fresh oil. And he'll give you fresh oil so you can handle it. And all you need to do is make yourself available to say, with the Lord, I'm going to go. I'm going to teach people the gospel and lead them to Christ. I'm going to bring them to church and help them get baptized and join this church. I'm going to then go out with them when they go soul winning so they can learn by going with me. And I'm going to claim the promise of the Lord who said, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And you can experience fresh oil. But if you do your will, you'll foot the bill. If you do it your way, you'll have your power. I don't want my power. I don't want to be my life and clinging to it. Some people, they get older, they want to cling to their little life. I don't. I want to go out in victory. Either by the undertaker or by the undertaker. Nevertheless, I want to go out in victory. And ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come. Ye should be witnesses. And they did in one Jerusalem. And they did in one Antioch. And they did in one Ephesus. And they did and kept going westward. They kept going. And beloved, we need to win the war, friend. And tonight I believe I shall be anointed with fresh oil to win the war of Scranton. But how about you tonight? Can you say, I shall be anointed with fresh oil, and I can therefore look back at anointed victories? Which means I can look at the Word of God and see the various anointed victories of the men of God. And which means I can look at our own church and see the enemies that came at us in 84 and 85 and how they were defeated. The enemies that came at us in 96 and how they were defeated from within. And then the greatest enemies, the enemies from without in Scranton in 2000. In whatever year that was. 2017. And how they were defeated. You see what I'm saying? David said in verse 9, the enemies will be defeated. They'll come against you. I said they'll come against you, young man. But you don't need to be afraid. God will not leave you. God will not forsake you. All you need to do is stand your ground. All you need to do is be where God wants you to be. And by the way, that's what you need to do with the devil. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Stand your ground in the armor of God. Stand your ground in the riches that Christ has given you. You've got everything you need. You can win. We can win. And I want to be like Isaiah 40, Denny Owens' favorite verse. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Why? Because God will bless those that are committed to click around the man of God to fulfill the Great Commission. God will give you his grace to do his will. You say, I won't do that. Well, then God will give your crown to somebody else. God will give it and he'll... Our church won't do it. God will give it to another church.
Right.
I thank God our church is running 4 buses.
Yeah.
I'd like to run 5 and 6. You say, how are you going to do it? He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I'm just saying, let's claim that promise tonight. You claim it for yourself. I shall be anointed, man, women, boy, girl, with fresh oil. Get committed to the main thing. Now, I know we need to do a lot of extra stuff. And we talked about Mrs. Bajeski tonight. But she's not like that lady that held up her finger and said, I mashed potatoes for my Lord. And Brother Hiles had to say, it doesn't say go into all the world and mash potatoes to every creature. I was driving the car back tonight, and the girl in the back, she didn't eat the chicken first. She was eating the mashed potatoes. And she said, I love mashed potatoes. I had my rearview mirror watcher. She's just eating those mashed potatoes. I said, how is she eating so many mashed potatoes? She must have got extra, because she said, I don't have enough mashed potatoes. She just kept eating them and eating them and eating them. And then the guy that was with her, he's saving his mashed potatoes for her. I don't know how I got on that, but... But she's not like that lady that says, I mash potatoes for my Lord. She mashes the potatoes, makes the chicken, like these godly ladies do. But don't you miss out on praying and going soul winning and being part of the great ministry and be anointed with fresh oil. Brother Hiles used to say, and I repeat it, if you're not soul winning, you're not right with God.
Right.
If you're not soul winning tonight, I don't care who you are, I don't care what your ministry is,
right,
you are not right with God.
Good.
And we'll just say amen with that. Let's bow for prayer, amen. Let's bow for prayer, every head bowed. I shall be anointed with fresh oil.